hear the promises of God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. You who believe in me, though you die, yet shall you live. Dear friends, we have gathered this day, both to grieve and to rejoice, to name the sorrow in our hearts, for we are missing sorely Keith Laverne Ames. But we have also come as people of faith, people of God, to bring our praise to the one who gifted us with Keith's life on earth, bring our praise to the one who now watches over and blesses Keith with eternal life in heaven. We have come to worship the Lord, the giver of life. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we know that you are present in this place. We need you, Lord. We need your strength. We need your peace. Draw near, Holy Spirit, and listen to the sighs of our hearts. Catch the tears that fall from our eyes. Place your loving arms around us, that we may know the same love which now supports and sustains Keith. As you have blessed him with eternal peace, for now, Lord Jesus, bless us with peace on earth during this time of worship when we hear your word and open our hearts to your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's service was planned by Keith. He chose the songs, who would speak, when we would gather. So let us hear a word that Keith would have us receive through a gift of song.
God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
We shall all miss Keith. He loved the scriptures, and I'm going to share with you two scriptures that were important to him as well as to us. The first is from the 121st Psalm. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence will come my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time and forevermore. And then from the New Testament, the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, written by the Apostle Paul, who is writing to commend a way of living. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned you. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, prophecy in proportion for our faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering and persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Amen.
The Apostle Paul wrote, "Be transformed by the renewing of your minds." Keith Ames, teacher, father, friend, student of Scripture, and ardent reader, lived his life renewing his mind so that he might know the will of God. Keith's family were all railroad people. He was born in Nebraska, July 9th, 1935, and then lived in Laramie and Cheyenne as a young boy before moving back to Nebraska, where his granddad owned a riding academy. As a boy, he not only learned to ride, but also broke horses. Like his mother, Keith had a natural talent for art, but never pursued it. He could draw anything, especially cartoon characters that delighted the grandkids. He enjoyed woodworking and did it all his life. He knew plumbing, electrical work, and loved fixing whatever needed to be done around home, and then passed along those skills to his son, Kent. There are too many memories to name in the home that he and Harriet built in 1979. From the built-in cabinetry he created to the basement shop that kept expanding after he retired. Too many memories to count of meals shared around the table, at first with the family, and then after retirement with his beloved Harriet and brother-in-law. Keith was a teacher at heart. Not only did he enjoy renewing his own mind, he dedicated his life to helping his students do and be their very best. In 30 years of teaching at NCHS, he never once took a sick day. He took a personal day for a funeral and for his wife's surgery, and that was it. In Romans 12, we heard, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers." Though these words were written long ago by the Apostle Paul as an admonition to the church in Rome, they could describe the life of Keith Ames. Keith's zeal for teaching never lagged. Often students would come by the house to talk and end up sitting at the family table. Keith taught business courses and ran the business department at Natrona County High School. He was the first computer teacher in the Natrona County School District. In the early days, there were no books, and he wrote the curriculum himself. Even long after retirement, Keith was still fascinated by computers. His daily routine began with time at the computer each morning for email, and then down to the wood shop to work on a project. I can't count the number of times Keith would forward to me a fascinating email about a passage of scripture or an insight in life. Gail remembers how she could just mention something once, and Dad would find a way to build it. From a wishing well for her backyard to cut out banjo props for Shelby's skating show. Dad loved all the holidays. There was such delight for him in creating handcrafted gifts to share at Christmas. At Halloween, his students looked forward to the annual unveiling of Mr. Ames' jack-o'-lantern. He never carved a pumpkin the traditional way. Rather, he would peel back layers of the pumpkin's surface to craft a lifelike face. Easter brought egg hunts in the lovingly landscaped backyard for all the kids and a huge family dinner. After, of course, coming to the early worship service here at First Christian Church. I've only had the privilege of knowing Keith for about 3 years. But in that time, as his pastor, his faith has been made so very clear. Every Sunday, Keith and Harriet would sit in their pew, pulpit side toward the back. And he would collect the attendance slips, count the money, and record the names of people who forgot to sign in. I guess you can't take the teacher out of the retiree. It wasn't just on Sunday mornings that he was here. Every Saturday, for years, for decades, Keith was here for our men's Bible study. Keith faithfully served the church in too many ways to name. He has served as elder, deacon, commission chairs, Sunday school class teacher, scoutmaster, board chair, hospital caller, and more. Keith was always interested in new things. In Nebraska, he took a taxidermy course to learn how to mount birds. When cross-country skiing first became popular around here, Keith would take his family up on Casper Mountain every Sunday after church, along with the sand fields and clock seams. And then, when he got interested in golfing, he bought everyone in the family clubs so they could golf together. Now Keith is learning his last new thing, finding his way around heaven. Somehow, I think it must feel like home for him. There may not be fresh walleye on his birthday each year, but the love that filled family gatherings will abound around him. He always cared for his family, always provided for them. Both Gail and Kent heard over and over again when they traveled, "Call us when you get there." Now it's Keith's turn to call, to let you know he's arrived safely in heaven. When you see yellow flowers bloom in the spring, when you see yellow leaves turn in the autumn, you'll know he's there watching over you. When the first snow falls in winter, think of Keith skiing across the clouds of heaven. And when spring comes again next year, let us remember the bright, sunny day when Keith heard the words of his Savior and answered the call to go home. On Sunday, April 29th, 2012, surrounded by those who knew and loved him best, with the words of the 23rd Psalm lingering in the air, in the time between the first and second service here at First Christian, Keith went home to dwell in eternal peace. For his life and strength, we give thanks to God. The psalmist says, "I lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Amen. There are two poems, two readings that Keith wanted us to hear today. The first is entitled, If I Knew. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would record each action and word to play them back day after day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you would know I do. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more, I can just let this one skip away. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight. We always get a second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day to say I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take the extra time for a smile, a hug, or kiss. You were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be a last wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them and that you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Our congregational hymn that Keith has asked us to sing is that great anthem of the church, Amazing Grace. In the red hymnal in the pew rack in front of you, you'll find it on page 546. And if you are able, I would invite you to stand as we sing together.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
Well, besides being a pastor here so long with Keith, I share with him our love for woodworking, and he was a master craftsman, not only in building houses, but also very fine furniture. Wonderful shop, and had about every gadget you could imagine. Lots of times when I go downstairs to work, I wonder how would Keith do this. We become fishing buddies somewhat, and I just got a new little boat, and I hope that, and we look forward to some good times together, and we'd even invite Dick Means to go with us. Should You Go First by Albert Roswell. Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone, I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I'll watch for roses red when fades the lilac blue. In early fall when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, through blindly though I may grope, the memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadow shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'd have you do: walk slowly down that long, lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I'll want to know each step you take that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road you'll hear me call your name. Our lives have been blessed by Keith and his entire family. And now the Lord will bless Keith.
As we pause to pray together, I would invite you to picture in your own mind a time when Keith blessed you. Maybe it was a class he taught, a family gathering, a project he made and was happy to show you. Maybe it was working together at a Habitat house or serving here at church. Picture that moment with Keith, young or old, but smiling and full of life. And hold that memory dear as we pray together. Oh God, this room is filled with Keith's presence. For we lift before you precious memories of time shared. Fishing trips, lessons in class, computer adventures, simple moments talking over coffee and a donut. God, these little moments are your sign to us of the gift of life. We thank you, God, beyond words, for the blessing, the grace, the gift of life we knew in Keith Ames. We thank you, God of eternity, for the blessing of life he now knows with you in heaven. Hear our prayers, Lord, not just the words, but the memories as well. And receive them as a great thanksgiving in honor of your faithful servant, Keith, who so many times, too many times to count, here in this very place, prayed to you the prayer Jesus taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Following the service today, you are invited to proceed out the back of the sanctuary and go downstairs to Fellowship Hall. The women of the church have prepared a luncheon at the request of the family so that you may visit with one another, have some nourishment for your body, but also for your soul as we continue to share together memories of Keith's life. After the final benediction, we'll hear songs that Keith loved, some country and western, as you head downstairs. And the family will greet you there in just a few moments. So please stay for a time of fellowship if you're able, and share with one another and with Keith's kids and grandkids and Harriet the stories of how he touched your life. And now, as a fitting tribute to one who was a great scoutmaster, we have asked Mike Ward, a representative of Troop 13 here at First Christian Church, to share with us the scoutmaster's benediction.
Excuse me. Would you please all rise? And now, may the great scoutmaster of all good scouts be with us till we meet again. And may we follow the trail that leads to him. Amen.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, to my knees or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing inside. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, wanna
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give,
to guide us with the light of love.
To guide us with the light of love.